Welcome to the OCR GCSE Biology Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about vaccination for your OCR GCSE Biology exam. This is topic 3.8, and it comes up almost every single year, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain exactly how a vaccine works at the cellular level, describe the difference between the primary and secondary immune response, explain herd immunity correctly, and avoid the most common mistakes that cost students marks. Let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's start with the big picture. Why do we vaccinate? The answer is simple. We want your immune system to be prepared before it ever meets the real pathogen. Think of it like a fire drill. You don't want the first time your body encounters measles to be the real thing. A vaccine gives your immune system a practice run. So what is actually in a vaccine? This is where candidates often lose marks. A vaccine contains a dead, inactive, or attenuated form of the pathogen. Attenuated means weakened. The key word here is dead or inactive. You must use one of those words. If you just say a small amount of the virus, the examiner cannot award you the mark because that implies the virus is alive and could cause the disease. Always say dead, inactive, or attenuated. Now, when this dead or inactive pathogen enters your body, your immune system doesn't know it's harmless. It sees the antigens on the surface of the pathogen and responds. Let's talk about antigens. Antigens are protein markers on the surface of a pathogen. They are unique to that pathogen, like a molecular fingerprint. Your immune system uses these antigens to identify foreign invaders. When white blood cells called lymphocytes detect these antigens, they respond by producing specific antibodies. The word specific is really important here. Each antibody is shaped to match one particular antigen, like a lock and key. These antibodies bind to the antigens on the pathogen, which marks them for destruction and prevents them from infecting your cells. Now, here is the critical part that separates a good answer from a great one: memory cells. After the primary immune response, some of the lymphocytes don't die off. They remain in your body as memory cells. These memory cells remember the specific antigen. They can persist for years, sometimes for your entire life. So what happens when you encounter the real pathogen later? This is the secondary immune response. Because you already have memory cells, your body recognizes the antigen immediately. The secondary response is faster and produces a higher concentration of antibodies than the primary response. You must use those comparative terms: faster and higher concentration. If you just say, the body produces antibodies again, you will not get the mark. The examiner is specifically looking for comparison. Let me give you a way to remember this. Think of memory cells as your immune system's contact list. The first time you meet someone, you have to figure out who they are. But if you've saved their number, you recognize them instantly next time and you respond much more quickly. Now let's talk about herd immunity, because this is where many candidates go wrong. Herd immunity is achieved when a sufficiently large proportion of a population has been vaccinated so that the pathogen cannot spread easily through the community. The key mechanism is the reduction of transmission chains. Here's the crucial point. Herd immunity does not protect unvaccinated individuals by making their immune system stronger. It protects them because the pathogen simply cannot find enough susceptible hosts to spread to. If most people around you are immune, the pathogen gets stuck. It can't jump from person to person. So even if you haven't been vaccinated, you're protected because the disease can't reach you. Think of it like a fire break in a forest. If most of the trees are fireproof, a fire can't spread even if a few trees are still flammable. The vaccinated people are the fireproof trees. For herd immunity to work, a very high percentage of the population needs to be vaccinated. For measles, for example, you need around 95% vaccination coverage. If that rate drops, outbreaks can occur, as we've seen in real life. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. I'm going to go through the most common mistakes I see and how to avoid every single one of them. Mistake number one, saying the vaccine contains a small amount of the virus. This is wrong because it implies the virus is alive and could cause infection. The correct answer is, the vaccine contains a dead, inactive, or attenuated form of the pathogen. Memorize those three words: dead, inactive, attenuated. Mistake number two, confusing antigens and antibodies. This is extremely common and costs a lot of marks. Remember, antigens are on the pathogen. They are the markers, the fingerprints. Antibodies are produced by your white blood cells in response to antigens. A helpful way to remember: antigens are the aggressors, and antibodies are your body's response. A for aggressor, B for body. Mistake number 3, describing the secondary response without using comparative language. You cannot just say, antibodies are produced more quickly. You need to say, antibodies are produced more quickly and at a higher concentration than in the primary response. Both comparisons are needed for full marks on a describe or explain question. Mistake number 4, explaining herd immunity incorrectly. Do not say that unvaccinated people are protected because their immune system is stronger or because they have some indirect immunity. The correct explanation is that the pathogen cannot spread through the population because there are not enough susceptible hosts. The transmission chains are broken. Now let's talk about command words, because the word at the start of the question tells you exactly what the examiner wants. If the question says state or give, you just need a brief factual answer. One or two words or a short phrase. For example, state what a vaccine contains. Answer, dead or inactive pathogen. If the question says describe, you need to say what happens. Use correct terminology. For a graph question, you describe the shape of the curve and quote specific data values. If the question says explain, you need to say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, explain why the secondary immune response is faster. Answer, because memory cells are retained after the primary response, which means the immune system can recognize the antigen immediately and produce antibodies more rapidly. For 6 more questions on vaccination programs, you need to cover both the biological mechanism and the social or epidemiological implication. That means explaining how the vaccine works at the cellular level and explaining herd immunity and its benefit to the community. Structure your answer. Start with the vaccine contents, then the primary immune response, then memory cells, then the secondary response, then herd immunity. That's your 5-point framework. When you're reading a graph of antibody concentration over time, always quote specific data points. Don't just say, the antibody level goes up faster. Say, the antibody concentration reaches approximately 450 arbitrary units by week 9, compared to only 120 arbitrary units at week 4 during the primary response. Quoting data is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer on extended response questions. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Okay, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1, what must a vaccine contain? Pause and think. The answer is a dead, inactive, or attenuated form of the pathogen. Question 2, what are antigens? Pause and think. The answer is protein markers on the surface of a pathogen that stimulate an immune response. Question 3. What cells are produced after the primary immune response that allow a faster secondary response? Pause and think. The answer is memory cells. Question 4. Give 2 ways in which the secondary immune response differs from the primary response. Pause and think. The answer is the secondary response is faster and produces a higher concentration of antibodies. Question 5. Why does herd immunity protect unvaccinated individuals? Pause and think. The answer is because the pathogen cannot spread through the population due to reduced transmission chains, not because unvaccinated individuals have stronger immune systems. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Here are your 5 key points to take away from today. 1. Vaccines contain dead, inactive, or attenuated pathogens. Always use one of those 3 words. 2. Antigens on the pathogen stimulate lymphocytes to produce specific antibodies. Antigens are on the pathogen. Antibodies are made by your body. 3. Memory cells are produced after the primary immune response. They are the key to long-term immunity. 4. The secondary immune response is faster and produces a higher concentration of antibodies. You must use both comparative terms. 5. Herd immunity protects unvaccinated individuals by breaking transmission chains, not by strengthening their immune systems. If you can recall and explain all 5 of those points clearly, you are well on your way to full marks on any vaccination question. Make sure you practice writing out the full mechanism from memory and always use precise scientific language. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark counts. See you in the next episode.